ask Dawn to come up and share something that the Lord put on her heart today. She had shared it with me, and it goes right along with the word that Pauly had encouraged us with about calling in those who belong to us. And I know it's going to just bless you, and we're going to just stay in this flow of the anointing, standing in the gap for our loved ones and calling them back with the Lord.
This morning, as I began my devotions, I had just kind of opened my Bible and was headed to Psalms, which is where I normally start. And I had opened my Bible to Jeremiah 31:16-17, and this is the New King James Version. And it says, "Thus saith the Lord, refrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work shall be rewarded, says the Lord. And they shall come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border." And I sent this out as an email today just to some people in our children's ministry and some others I thought it might be an encouragement to. But as a parent, when we love the Lord, we want to raise up our children according to His will. We set that boundary for them where we say, this is what the will of God is. And outside that boundary is not the will of God. When we see them step outside that boundary, we can become so discouraged and feel like such a failure. And I believe this word is to encourage you, or to encourage somebody that you know, that there is a hope, that He will draw them back with His loving kindness, that He will bring them back on the right side of that border. And I wrote in this email, as much as we love our children, God loves them more. As much as we have invested in our children, God has invested more. And whatever border our kids may have crossed, they are not out of God's reach. Nothing is impossible for God. He sees them and He loves them, and He is watching over His word to perform it. So let's just pray and agree with each other for our children, and it may not even be your own biological children, but we are spiritual parents as well. We can reach out to our nieces and nephews and those that God puts on our hearts to be spiritual children, that we can declare the word of God over. So Father, we come together in agreement, standing on your word. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that you are drawing back our children, our spiritual children, back to the over the border where they belong in your will, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. And Father, I thank you that there's not one that is out of your reach. There is not one that you do not see. Father, we are trusting you that you are working behind the scenes, that you are doing things that we don't see, that you are working in their hearts, Lord God. You are drawing them by your Holy Spirit. Father, we trust you. We thank you for this word tonight. And we declare that our households are saved, that we are saved and our children, and that we have trained them up in the way they should go, and they will not depart from it. In Jesus' name, we call them back in the name of Jesus, and we stand on this promise. We stand on your word, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Let's just stay right in an attitude of prayer. Because what we were going to be talking about tonight was prayer. We're going to keep talking about the prayers that Paul prayed. So let's just pray. We praised, we worship, we'd entered into that throne room of grace. Maybe if just the piano can keep playing, if the worship team wants to step down, or if you want to stay. I just want to open up the altars, felt in my spirit, just to open up the altars, come out of your seat and intercede. That was a word from the Lord about those that we're believing for, to see them in the house of God, to see them back in step with the Holy Ghost. And worship, worship brings us into that place, right? We know praise and worship, God inhabits the praises of his people. So as we just worshiped into the presence of God, now what's here is the tangible presence of God to hear our prayer. Now what's here is the anointing and the flow of the Holy Spirit so that we are praying in line with the Holy Ghost. That's what this atmosphere is tangible for right now. So we're just gonna have a little prayer meeting. If that's okay, we're just gonna open up. Just bow down, kneel, lay before the Lord. I love just putting my head down on the carpet in that corner when I come in here to pray during the week. Let's just pray and believe and intercede. You know, when we talk about prayer, and we've been taught about prayer, we've been talking about it a lot and praying for people, for specifically the topics, so that they would be enlightened, that they would be saved, that they would know the will of God. Then let's put it into action, right? Faith without works is dead. So let's, that's what works is. It's taking what we've learned and putting it into action now. So that's how we're just gonna do the next part of this service, and we're just gonna pray. We're just gonna pray. Come to the altars and pray. Bow down at your seat and pray. Pray for your family. Pray for our nation. We don't have to wait for the clock to turn till tomorrow. Pray. Intercede for our nation to come back to God. The scripture Dawn gave in Jeremiah, come back into our borders. Call our children back. We set up boundaries. Boundaries are safety. Boundary is a safe haven. God's word is full of boundaries for us. Call them back in to the boundaries of the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, you hear us. We thank you, Lord, you see us. We thank you, Lord, right now, heaven is aware of Harvest Church in this moment. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Us and our household will serve the Lord. We make the declaration tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We come in agreement with one another in this room that are believing to see their children in the house of God with them, serving with them, walking in the knowledge, walking in the full knowledge of salvation, walking in the full knowledge of salvation in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Mandaribi ondo dombo rahasea andarabasea andasea.